Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Growing up on the island of Maui in Hawaii, I was surrounded by different cultures and, more importantly, different foods. But one stands above the rest as my favorite comfort food. I'm talking about Spam. It wasn't until I first left the island for college in California that I realized not everyone associates Spam with comfort and festivities like we do back home. I made the uncomfortable realization in my freshman English class. The teacher asked about comfort foods, so of course I mentioned Spam. "Ew, yuck," I heard from one of my classmates. I was so mad that someone would say such a thing about my beloved canned food. But her dramatic response was apparently not uncommon in America. Where did this stigma come from? Hormel Foods created Spam in 1937 as a cheaper and quicker protein alternative for housewives. Side note here, Spam is only made up of 6 ingredients: pork with ham meat added, salt, water, potato starch, sugar, and sodium nitrate. In World War II, it became regular in military meals. It's common knowledge in Hawaii that GIs sold and traded cans of Spam for fresh produce wherever they were stationed. Because of the influence of American militarization, Spam is not only a comfort food for Hawaiians in Hawaii, it's also popular among Filipinos, Japanese, and Koreans. It's also common with indigenous people in America. But despite its popularity and versatility, when I first moved to Oakland, I couldn't find Spam anywhere, much less find it in restaurants. All food, even canned meat, has a history and deserves respect just like the people who enjoy it. When I'm feeling homesick, I'll spend a couple hours making Spam wasabi or Spam sushi made by hand. In Maui, you can find it everywhere: holiday parties, restaurants, picnics, country fairs, and bake sales. It always reminds me of home. With a perspective, I'm Hiva Gregg.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.